That actually kind of leads into the other thing I was going to ask you about, metastatic disease, which is hormonal therapy in the premenopausal patient, because again, you have this issue of the patient who's had tamoxifen, maybe now they're on ovarian suppression or they've had their ovaries taken out, but particularly the question if they're having ovarian suppression, would you consider fulvestrant or an aromatase inhibitor in that woman, sort of under the concept, well, she's being made postmenopausal, so let's use the postmenopausal drugs. And I guess in terms of that strategy, Robertson, a reporter of that in metastatic disease, so is Bob Carlson, in terms of, again, continuing the LHRH agonist and adding in an aromatase inhibitor. What are your thoughts about that?
For those women that they have a surgical oophorectomy, I think you treat them as postmenopausal. Are they biologically the same breast cancer versus being a truly postmenopausal? That's always a controversy. We, in fact, had participants in the multicenter trial headed by Robert Carson from Stanford. In fact, we had put the majority of the patients in that trial. This trial has currently 27 patients, and where patients, they get, it's a phase two study. We're looking at hormonal levels and also efficacy.
That's gaserolin and anastrozole.
In fact, I'm the principal investigator at Anderson, and we had put the majority of the patients in that trial. With this minimal number of patients, we have been very impressed with the combination. Obviously, you select people because most of the patients with premenopausal breast cancer, people want to treat them with chemotherapy. But I think hormonal therapy, which is the first biological therapy, makes a lot of sense. So, in that note, believe it or not, this is the only study that is currently available to get some preliminary efficacy. The trial is still ongoing. There was a randomized study in Spain that for some reason or another has never surfaced. There was a phase two or phase three randomized study that efficacy has never been presented, combining again gosarlin, tamoxifen, gosarlin, and anastrozole. But right now, we have only that small study. So what is the standard of care in patients that they fail tamoxifen and they're candidate for hormonal therapy? The standard of care is to use an ovarian ablation, medical, surgical. And again, you know, we say, well, you put somebody in menopause medically, you know, you will do it and the patient has surgical, would that an aromatase inhibitor would make sense? And we think biologically it does. And that's the reason we decide to participate in that study. We decide to do it as a participation with the other centers. But right now, I know that a lot of people are using gosarlin and an aromatase inhibitor. Fulvestrant has not been studied a lot in patients that are premenopausal. Why? Because there's not that many patients that are premenopausal, ER positive, and they're candidate for second hormonal therapy. But I think if we're changing, we're using less cytoxin, so there is less women going into menopause after receiving chemotherapy when they're premenopausal. So that's, you know, remember we used to use 6 cycles of cyclophosphamide or 8 cycles. But now we use only 4 cycles of ACE or 4 cycles of FAC. So there's more women that they relapse, they may be ER positive premenopausal. So the pool may increase. Biologically it makes a lot of sense. Tamoxifen is efficacious in premenopausal women with breast cancer. And those women, they have oophorectomy, they were candidate for all of the trials, regardless of the age. But again, the sample is small, the number of women in that setting, or young women in menopause that they were treated with this compound.
So you've got a premenopausal woman who's had prior tamoxifen, who now you want to use hormone. Maybe she had a good response to her long disease-free interval. Now you want to use hormonal therapy. You talked about, you know, the rationale of ovarian suppression plus an aromatase inhibitor. You do that, the patient has a great response, and then they progress. What are you going to do at that point?
Well, you have fulvestrant could be a potential option. It hasn't been studied. There is no data that shows that it won't be effective.
I mean, that would be the sort of the next logical choice, certainly in a postmenopausal woman, but would you keep the ovarian suppression going? It kind of reminds me a little bit about the prostate thing where they just sort of keep it going.
Yes, I know. I also do some prostate cancer, so we always keep the hormonal suppression. And again, that was going back to your initial question. When they fail an aromatase inhibitor, should you keep it and add fulvestrant in the postmenopausal setting?
This concludes our program. Special thanks to our speakers, and thank you for listening. This is Dr. Neil Love for Breast Cancer Update.